Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
Man, I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
More on Brian Snicker coming up, stepping away as Braves manager here in less than 8 minutes. Want to remind you guys that after every Falcon game, the Falcon Flyover is on. It's your first chance to call in and react to every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Greg Sankey, you better get to work, because the Big Ten is in discussions about a private capital deal that would infuse, wait for it, $2 billion into the league and its schools. The discussion includes a 10-year extension of the league's grant of rights until 2046. And according to sources, the private capital deal and the grant of rights extensions have been discussed for months. So here's the thing, Mike. They have discussed it with all the schools. Everybody's in favor, except right now, Ohio State and Michigan.
Shocking.
So they are still in discussions, right. And that's funny because, of course, they're the two big dogs.
That's the Florida State-Clemson argument as far as we get a bigger piece of this $2 billion because we're the only guys people watch.
That's right. So either way, here's the terms, and I put that out there, and I'm being serious. If this happens, they have a distinct advantage over the SEC. And that's something that you don't want. Now, who's to say that Greg Sankey and company are not talking about this? But if you're wondering, well, wait a minute, how are they going to make money? The private capital company would get money back through the new entity through annual distribution in proportion with its financial stake. So the Big Ten essentially will have 20 equity shares comprising of 18 schools, the league, and its investors. And by the way, it's called Big Ten Enterprises. But guys, this is on the table. And if you don't think that's a big deal, remember, schools are now paying players. You've got middle-tier schools in every conference that are not making the money of Ohio State or Michigan or Georgia and Alabama. Same thing in the SEC, and you're going, how can we compete? How do we create stability?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the downside of this, and this is the argument, remember when Florida State was doing that ridiculous lawsuit with the ACC that was a waste of everybody's time?
Yep.
And there was some booster that said, I get it, we'll bring private equity in. So what happens when private equity says, all right, we got to take money now from the girls' softball program to put it in the football program because we got to beef up the football program, or Coach X has got to get fired. He's not good enough.
Because they have more say.
Because now the tail wags the dog.
Yes.
And that what happens when Big Ten, the equity company says, you know what? Purdue doesn't really fit our profile. I mean, I know that a lot of astronauts went to Purdue and Drew Brees went there, but it really didn't fit our profile. You know, just like some would say that, you know, Vanderbilt up until recently wouldn't fit the SEC's profile. So,
Mike, I don't like this.
You can if you do it right. You know, it can rise the rising tide, raise all the ships. But that's the downside. Private equity, it's profit driven. So if somebody's not cutting, they'll cut you adrift. So that's why I think it's a very dangerous precedent for leagues to get into. And the worst part of this is the SEC might be forced to follow suit and then have some of those conversations I just mentioned to you. And then we do get our Super 50. And then all that's left is 50 teams in college with the big action, and everybody else has a subdivision, and that'll be football.
Unfortunately, and I say this because I believe in separation of church and state, but I also believe in separation of college football and private equity.
Hell yeah.
And when you start to go down this road, again, you can tell me, just like Mike saying, hey, we can do this right. It's not that. It's at some point, might not even be in the first few years, that somebody's going to want more control than they initially had, and because of the money that's being invested,
right,
they are going to then wield their power. And how does that change for these schools, more importantly, for these athletic programs? That's the danger. And I don't like it, but I know this has been talked about for some time. And then to see this, Pete Thamel, by the way, is reporting this along with Dan Wetzel, and they're like, yo, this is something they're talking about. But the funny thing is, if Ohio State and Michigan are not on board, this is not going to happen, okay? And you say, well, what's it going to take? Mike, I don't know what their number is. Somebody's sitting there at the table going, right, well, here's our number.
Here's what we generate in revenue. Like Florida State had 4 million viewers against UVA on Friday night. That was the argument about a bigger piece of the pie. Now, as Georgia Tech gets better and Brent Key makes it more viable and they go deeper into a postseason, their brand is increased. Their brand is more viable. The recruiting, you know, everything we just talked about continues, and now they're self-sustaining. But until that time, it's almost like the haves and the have-nots. So just real quick, put it in perspective in the SEC. Do you really want as a team to have a combination of Bobby Lauder, remember Auburn's old godfather, and Gordon Gekko in charge of your program? You know,
greed is good.
We ran the numbers, and we've decided to liquidate so-and-so. You know, we've run the numbers. We feel that this your offense doesn't fly anymore, and we need to go to a – these are the things that would happen. They would dictate these things. And if you don't think that's – if you think that's a fantasy, no. It's going to be profit-driven, and the dead weight will be cut loose, just like when people get to – they take over companies and they liquidate them.
Well, and it's funny because everybody's like, yeah, this is great. It'll be great for our school. Until it's not. Until it's not. And that's the problem.
You know, everybody talks about, well, they want a footprint in the New York market. Watch Rutgers get cut loose in a heartbeat. Because it's about who generates the revenue, who generates the interest,
yeah,
the ratings.
No doubt.
And who's ultimately who's successful, who's taking this money and using it the right way.
You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. More on Brian Snicker here in a bit. Mike, let's talk about Lane Kiffin, because he chimed in on the fourth down play. By the way, we've had time to simmer down. Simmer down now. Did you change your mind?
Nobody likes this play. Even if it works, nobody likes this play. Nothing against Cash, but it's like, you know, five other guys you want to see with their hands on the football in that moment. I'd rather see Gunnery and rolling out. But it's the sequence, the way it looked, because you have you're depending on two freshmen to execute in time critical mode, right?
Yep.
And one guy let the Kool-Aid man bust in and blow it up.
No doubt. Here is Lane Kiffin talking about it. And again, he's on his coaches. They were talking about this. This has been a conversation around college football. But Ole Miss is coming. They'll be here in a few weeks to take on Georgia. But here's what his thoughts on Kirby going forward.
When you go really fast, like what Kirby eventually did there, he had to make the decision what to do, and then he must have told it to the coordinator, and the coordinator said, okay, run gas, whatever, you know,
put
everybody into the boundary, run the zone play. And Coach Saban used to talk a lot about, like, there's two philosophies there, and you can go big, and you can go slower, and then you can get the right looks because you have time to check and go away from different looks, but you also got to block a lot of people when you do that.
And that's, you know, look, Lane was asked, he answered, you know, and there's a schematic from a pretty good offensive mind about what the drawbacks are of going down that road for fourth down.
No doubt. And this is not Kirby saying I wouldn't go for it, because he said 10 out of 10 times he would go for it. But it's the procedure in which you did it. That is what we're questioning, and that's what's going to be continued to be questioned. Now, I said to Day-Day, Mike, Big O, I'm telling you guys, if the Georgia Bulldogs win the national championship, we don't give a damn about that fourth down. It won't matter. But when you're struggling in a game where, hey, every down, every possession matters, and this is a game-changing moment, everybody's still being very critical of it. Meanwhile, Mike, Lane Kiffin, speaking of Kiffin, said dynasties are over in the SEC. He said for the bigger schools like Alabama, and he coached there, guys. He was the OC under Saban at one point. He said they're no longer going to be able to stockpile talent. And he said, quote, in my opinion, the dynasties are over. Alabama with Coach Saban, Kirby at Georgia. He said we're there. When they had rosters year in and year out, they would have a bunch of guys, a bunch of wins by 30 points in a conference. He says those days are done. Are we seeing blowouts like that consistently? Not anymore.
Well, I mean, you're always going to have some kind of, I guess, transition with Kalen DeBoer. How was that transition last year, Alabama fans?
Right.
Right now, you're feeling a mile high, and you know, a few weeks ago, you want to run them out of town after losing down in Tally. But I think there is some truth. There is truth in Lane's words, because you don't have the depth. Everything we've talked about with Georgia, there's a brain drain on your coaches. You know, Saban did a great job of replacing him. A lot of Georgia fans right now kind of lukewarm on Schumann, maybe lukewarm on Bobo. You know, do you have that the depth? You're not replacing that. You don't have like two. You had two defensive as far as depth. You had two teams that could have started for anybody in the SEC that Kirby, your Kirby went back to back natties.
I agree.
You know, and then there's the dynamic playmakers. You know, you brought in all these guys in the transfer portal. What are you doing with them? And that's what a lot of folks felt last year. Remember last year, guys couldn't make a catch. Now your quarterback's not seeing him when they're open in his own defense.
Lane Kiffin, by the way, said when he was at Alabama, and I'm paraphrasing, he said the coaches would be like, hey, go watch the outside linebackers. And he said there'd be six guys over there that were first-round picks. He said that's not going to happen anymore. And that's the part. I don't think he's wrong. By the way, he's 49-18 in six seasons at Ole Miss. Mike and I were talking off the line and saying, you consider Ole Miss to be a force now? Like, we used to look at Ole Miss as the team that could, if any given season they got a couple of right guys. Now, last year they were supposed to get to the playoff, Mike. They blew it. This team may be better. I don't know.
Right, and you know, I said to Carl earlier, you know, Oklahoma's in the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback's banged up now. They're top five, you know, top 10. You know, Oklahoma's here, you know, with a really good coach who gets defense, and they'll try to cobble it together offensively. Texas, they're all drawing from the same well.
That's right.
You know, in your backyard. So it doesn't mean doom and gloom. It just means the margin for error is so thin now for Georgia and everybody else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.